You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, without further ado, Rob Dibble joins us on the show. Good friend of mine, has a fantastic sports talk radio show in Connecticut Monday through Friday that I'm on quite frequently. How you doing, Dibs?
I'm doing great, Anita. How are you?
I have this mixed bag, right? Like, a part of me is like, oh, great, this is exciting. July 23rd, 24th, opening day. Guys are going to, you know, show up and start spring training the beginning of July. This is going to be great. It's going to be exciting. And then, you know, the folks who cover Major League Baseball are a bunch of negative Nellies. And again, I'm not ripping Keith. I'm not ripping Buster. I get it. And I understand the concerns, and I have them as well. I guess I just want to be more optimistic, but then reality sets in. And I'm like, look, our country can't even do the right thing. What makes us think that a bunch of spoiled athletes will?
Well, let me give you what I know. The guy who helped build my batting cage facility in Connecticut last year just put in batting cages at Fenway. And they're going to socially distance the players at the stadium. So I don't see fans going in there anytime soon unless they're not going to use the concession area, because that's where they put the batting cages. So that's one thing that I know. I was just working with a player that plays for the Reds for the last month. So this is another thing that I know. They're only going to send a few guys at a time into Cincinnati. Then they're going to send them to the auxiliary place. So you're going to have 30 players working out in, you know, Great American Ballpark, and then you'll have 30 working out somewhere else. They'll all be quarantined in a certain hotel. And they're all understanding that they have to do their part. So I get it from the player's standpoint. They want to play. They want to try to stay healthy. Listen, I don't think that anybody who's got any kind of logic thinks that no one's going to test positive. You and I both covered the PGA Tour. I was just at the Travelers, and some golfers and their caddies tested positive. Now, one guy was symptomatic. Most of them were asymptomatic. That's going to happen. But baseball, I feel, they can cover themselves, because basically the rosters have been 25 for years. They're going to expand them to 29, 28, 30. And then you have 30 guys that are your backup players. So if you have to quarantine someone for 2 weeks or a couple of players for 2 weeks, I think they can handle that. They need to get through spring training. But it's a process moving forward of learning and education, like you said. I mean, so I'm not going to be all doom and gloom, because I think the players want to play. I think the owners want them to play. And they certainly want to have a postseason, because that's where the owners make most of their money. So, you know, I see a lot of people on the outside that are looking in, don't understand. I respect the players in every sport that are going to put themselves in harm's way. They're going to put themselves at risk to go out there and do what they do, which is their craft. So, you know, instead of poo-pooing it before it even gets started, let's be like, let the guys show up. A lot of guys are probably going to be positive. They'll have to be quarantined. I talked to you the last time I was on your show. This should have been taken care of a month ago, so you could fly these kids in from other countries, from Japan, from Venezuela, Dominican, and make sure they're quarantined for a couple of weeks. And until you can get two negative tests out of these guys. So I think the testing is the thing. The education is another thing. But being young, strong athletes, I know some of them are at risk, but I think they all want the same thing, which is to go out and play any kind of season that they can, you know, put a little money in the bank, and then work on going into 2021 and worry about their collective bargaining agreement. But a lot of this stuff you and I talked about should have been negotiated 6 to 8 weeks ago, so we would already be past this stage. But since we have what we have, I think a lot of these clubs are really, really going to be strict about how they handle the protocols, and they're learning from the PGA. They're going to learn from other sports and soccer, from the KBO that they've been covering. I haven't seen too many cases over there, so I think we can all learn from each other instead of being negative all the time.
Rob Dibble joining us here on 98.7 ESPN, a former pitcher. So a few little nuggets I read in regard to the no's, the can'ts, and the cannots. One is no licking your fingers. Dibs, isn't that like that's become something like you, it's an action you probably just do. You don't even think about it. It's just, it's a natural thing. No tobacco, no sunflower seeds. You're allowed to chew gum. Okay. No bat boys, no bat girls. You've got to bring your own stuff. They're recommending that you don't use the showers. So you go home as a pill and you shower at home. I mean, how much do you think, because I, you listen, athletes, we are creatures of habit, right? Like, so how much do you feel, and I know the importance of this, and all of this needs to happen in order for everybody to stay safe, but how much do you think this will affect some of the guys?
Well, I think it's going to affect them greatly. But I've been coaching my 9-year-old and 11-year-old travel teams for the last 2 weeks in their games. And every time one of my players that I catch or any of our coaches or the parents catch go into their face, they immediately have to come off the field and be kind of re-disinfected. A ball that goes out of play has to be disinfected. You know, a lot of these things, if you just use common sense and kind of watch as the game goes along, these guys will be fine. If they can get through the first couple of weeks and understand that, listen, the more you wear your batting gloves and the more you disinfect your hands and the less you go to your mouth and your eyes and your nose, it's not going to 100% keep you safe, but it's not just keeping you safe. I agree with Dr. Fauci. Keep everybody else safe. The thing that I've been doing with my partner that I do radio with, and we haven't even been really close to each other until the last 2 weeks, is that we're already infected. And if I get close to you, I'm going to infect you. So if these guys, you know, kind of play it smart, like you said, no sunflower seeds, the kids they're adapting to that. They're chewing gum, but I make sure that they have to go over and spit it out into a garbage can and not leave it on the field, you know, and they know they're going to lose playing time if they do that. So I think, you know, the adults really have to set an example. If these guys don't set an example, the trickle-down effect, I mean, college sports, D1 football moving forward, all these other sports, Anita, are not going to happen this year. They're going to probably happen in the spring of 2021. So I think a lot is riding on the NBA, what they do in their bubble, the NHL, what they do in their bubble, and especially the major leaguers that like to go to their mouth and get a better grip on the ball. They like to constantly touch themselves, you know, because that's just it's a habit that they've had. They've got to break some of those habits in order to not just keep themselves safe, keep the other players, umpires, and all the support staff safe as well.
But we know how hard it is to break a habit, especially when you are in the midst of a game and you've got that game face on and that game mentality. And I just think it's going to be tough. Before we let you go, I want to get your thoughts on the expected season. Okay. And one of the questions I posed today on the show is a 60 game season in regard to the opponents that they're going to face. Are you going to look back on this year with an asterisk next to it? Like whoever does win the World Series, are you going to look back on this year and it not be as legit as other years, Rob?
No, not at all. Not at all. Actually, I'm looking forward to it. The AL East plays the NL East. The Central plays the Central. This is kind of like a throwback to like 80 years ago. And, you know, so, you know, having the expanded postseason, I think, is awesome. I hope they negotiate 16 teams instead of 10 somewhere along the line because that benefits both sides. But, no, these guys are going to go out. They're going to play hard for 60 games. It reminds me of the straight short season in 81. And, you know, you're going to have a winner and you're going to have a loser at the end of the year. So I truly believe that it's a legit season that doesn't require an asterisk.
Interesting. So last night I had my gambling show, Weekend Wager, and Preston Johnson was on with me, which I'm going to play. We really dove into some future bets with Major League Baseball as well as NBA. I'm going to play that a little bit later on the show. But very interesting, you know, what he's looking at in regard to handicapping who he thinks is going to win the World Series. And in regard to value, he likes the Twins and the Rays. And one of the reasons he mentioned the Twins is he's looking at teams coming into season that have excellent bullpens. He thinks pitching strategy is going to change because it's only 60 games. Do you agree with that? And if you're assessing who you think is going to win the World Series, are you looking at bullpens more so now and giving that more value than, let's say, a lengthier season?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Each rotation, let's just say the Mets, each guy is going to make maybe five starts each, maybe six, possibly 10 at the most, depending on, you know, how you use your rotation. But you're going to have eight-man bullpens. You're going to have guys coming in the fifth and sixth inning. So having three closers, so to speak, or, you know, bridges to the closers is going to be the most important part of this game. You know, and if they do some of the extra inning type things that they're talking about doing, it's going to shorten the game. You're going to have the lead by a certain time and have to make sure that it doesn't go to extra innings. So for me, it's a question of the strength in arms. But I'll tell you what, I like the Mets. I like Porcello. I like Waka. I like Stroman. You've got some really smart guys to go with DeGrom and Mats. So for those guys, I think they're ready. I follow Marcus Stroman on Twitter. I tell anybody to follow him. He's been throwing right along through this whole quarantine. I think all these guys are ready. The kid that I've been working with from the Reds is ready. So I think, you know, having the best, healthiest arms is going to get you to the postseason. Now, the postseason is going to be fun because that's going to be about the third or fourth month of a regular season when guys start to tire out. And that's kind of like what they call it, the dog days of summer. That's when you're really going to see some, you know, where these guys were training, how their endurance is. And I think the postseason is where we're really going to see who was putting in the work and who wasn't.
Especially during a pandemic. I mean, that's, you know, immense responsibility, individual responsibility, because, you know, you don't have a strength and conditioning coach on top of you. Before I let you go, over under on win totals, the Yankees right now, 37.5, over under.
Wow. 37 out of 60. I'll go under.
Under 37.5.
Under 37.
And what about the Mets? You said you like the Mets. The over under with them is 32.5.
Oh, geez, over. I think they win 40 games.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're going to be good.
All right. All right. I'll put that in right now. I'll put that right in.
Surprise some people.
Dibs, always a pleasure having you on. Great hearing your voice. I love when you talk about your little league team. I can hear the passion and the love in your voice when you talk about those guys.
You would love them. They're so cute.
Do you have any girls on your team?
I don't. I do softball too. We've got softball teams. So, and trust me.
Yeah, but girls can play baseball too, you know.
I was the best
pitcher on my baseball team when I was a kid. I was the only female and I was the best pitcher in baseball.
Hey, my first year I moved to the town that I ended up playing in high school, they drafted a girl ahead of me in Little League. Her name was Jane Septo. So,
that's so good.
Girls playing Little League.
That's so funny. All right, my friend. You enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
So appreciate you and thank you.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway to the confidence of knowing that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.